A blistering congressional report came out today on the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. The House Energy and Commerce Committee report analyzed NHTSA's handling of General Motors' ignition switch problem, a problem that's led to 19 deaths. Detroit News D.C. Bureau Chief David Shepherdson is here. David, could one make a good case that this report really hauls NHTSA into the congressional woodshed?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, it even compares the GM salute, which, if you remember from GM's report, which found that employees routinely, pushed off responsibility for problems, that at NHTSA, there was the NHTSA shrug, where they didn't follow up enough. And I think one of the key problems that this report shows is that back in 2007, when a senior agency official said, hey, we have reports of 4 fatal crashes in cobalts and ions, we need to open a formal investigation. But ultimately, the agency declined to do that in November of that year. And what the report says is that in the succeeding years, as more evidence and more cases were reported of cobalts and ions in crashes where the airbags failed to deploy, they pointed to that decision and said, well, we've already decided not to investigate this formally. And as a result, they never went back and they never, not just connected the dots, they never put together all of the various pieces of evidence that various parts of NHTSA had. And that's what the committee report says, is that they had ample information to have discovered this problem in 2007, but just for a number of different failures, didn't do it.
And as you point out in your piece for the Detroit News, that agency investigators virtually never even discussed the problems before GM launched that recall in February, and this is the agency supposed to be the safety watchdog for America's drivers.
And I think that really points out one of the differences between then and now, is that the agency now is pushing the auto company to say, hey, we need to be in constant communications. We need to understand all of these various systems and how they interact. But it's pretty staggering that between 2007 and 2014, when there were a number of reports, of fatal crashes and serious crashes where the airbags were not deploying, the only time that the agency and GM discussed this problem was in an offhand conversation in early 2007 at a GM workshop that the auto company was putting on for the agency about its airbags. And it is a difference today. Now the agency is far more aggressive about talking to the companies. But this report points out a whole host of problems. And one is simply that because they only have 51 people total, it's basically the same number they've had for 15 years, even though the number of vehicles is sold annually has gone up dramatically. The complexity of vehicle systems has grown by order of magnitude, that the agency question, or arguably, according to the committee, does not have the technical expertise and often gets bogged down in the issue of the day. And that raises the issue of today. They are so focused on GM. Mm. Can NHTSA spot the next problem, which could be bubbling up right now?
And training certainly seems to be lacking. I know the congressional investigators found these NHTSA investigators didn't even understand changes in the GM airbags. They were making assumptions on the old system.
And I think that point is absolutely fair. But I would say that GM didn't understand its own cars either. And so that point, I think it is a legitimate point that they did not understand how airbags worked. And in fact, as the report points out, that as a result of this, they learned more about how other companies' airbags work and have forced a recall at Chrysler of SUVs where those vehicles also had a similar system where if the ignition key moved out of position, that the airbag fails to deploy. And remember, this was not unintentional by the auto companies. I mean, when they were designing these airbags a decade or so ago, you had reports of many small women sitting in passenger seats and some children who should not have been sitting in the front seat dying because of the powerful force of these frontal airbags. So that led to the industry creating these advanced airbags that sense the size of the person in the seat. And because of the danger of airbags killing people, especially if they're sitting too close to the steering wheel because they were so powerful, they decided that, in fact, in many cases, if you're not wearing a seatbelt, it could be more dangerous to have the airbag deploy. So that was one of the, you know, it was one of the trade-offs these companies were making in terms of deciding how do we protect people with airbags, because, you know, they do save about 3,000 lives a year, but because they're so strong and powerful, they can also, you know, cause serious injuries or hurt people.
You know, it's ironic, isn't it, David, that the House report about NHTSA came out on the same day that acting NHTSA Administrator David Friedman ripped General Motors for making what he called incredibly poor decisions on recalls. And then NHTSA's got a date today with the Senate panel to discuss its failures. Ouch.
Well, yeah, and I don't think it's quite unintentional that the Energy and Commerce Committee put this report out the same day that the Senate is having this hearing on NHTSA reauthorization. I think, you know, the House committee has done far more legwork. I mean, they've gone through 2 million pages from GM and had done dozens of interviews with the people up and down the agency and at GM. And the Senate, you know, has done a more cursory investigation. They've had hearings, too. And I think this was an effort by the House to send a message, hey, we've really been working at this, and we want to be part of the conversation. Because this whole thing, you know, Congress is about to run out of town the next couple of days and head back to campaign, and, you know, they're not going to take up these auto safety bills until next year. But then when they come back, there is going to be a real debate about, does the agency need more staffing? Do they have the right technical expertise? Do they need more authority and higher fines, maximum fines, to deter auto companies from not delaying recalls? So the issue is not going to go away, but it's probably not going to be on the front burner until early next year.
David Shepardson is D.C. Bureau Chief for the Detroit News. As always, a pleasure. Thanks so much, David.
Hey, thanks. Enjoyed it.